So finding a posture, either seated on the chair, on the sofa, on a stool, or maybe you're sitting cross-legged. And maybe if you need to wiggle a little bit with the hips to find a sweet spot. And assess how's your energy this morning. If it's easy for you to sit upright or if it's slightly difficult. Trying to sit straight with the chest forwards, chin gently tucked in towards the chest. And finding a nice position for your arms and hands, placing them either on your knees or in your lap. The hand palms can be touching each other or not. Noticing, how does it feel to sit, to take this space? And if it's helpful for you, you can close your eyes. And remembering that you can always open them again and close again whenever you feel like. Let's take 3 deep breaths, inhaling and exhaling through the nose. While taking this breath, pay attention to the flow of the breathing. And in breath. And then you can come back to the natural flow of your breath. And noticing if your breath is fast or slow. If it's shallow. Or if it's deep and goes all the way deep into your belly. And if necessary, make any adjustments in your posture. Maybe you want to move your hands or your legs. If you're seated on the chair, making sure that your feet are touching the ground. Remembering that you can always change the position, move your body. So starting to feel your whole body being present, taking the space, noticing how the air is touching the skin and how the skin is touching the air. And as you sit here in this posture you chose, bring in your mind's eye a mountain, the most beautiful mountain that you know or you have ever seen in real life, in the picture or in the movie, or just imagine the mountain. It can be big or it can be small, whatever comes first in your mind. A mountain that just emerges in your mind's eye. Just holding the image of this mountain and letting it gradually come into focus. So first you see it from far away and then very gently zooming in and seeing it up close. You can observe the shape of the mountain, maybe seeing its peak, seeing its slopes, the large rooted base of the mountain, or maybe the mountain is misty and you can't see it so clearly. Noticing the magnificence, the massiveness of this mountain, and how it unfolds to you. So holding this image as if it's really in front of your eyes. And perhaps your mountain has snow on the top. Perhaps it has trees and bushes on the slopes. Maybe it has a very sharp and prominent peak, or the top is flat and there is a plateau. Whatever mountain it is, just observe it and breathe together with it. Just sitting here and breathing, holding this image. Observing the steadiness of the mountain, the rootedness, the strength, almost unshakable to change. Staying and breathing. And perhaps you can allow yourself to embody these qualities of the mountain, this image of the mountain in your own body. So maybe imagining that your head is the peak, your arms are the slopes, your legs and the feet are the base, the foundation. Your spine supporting you to be just like the mountain, straight, strong, dignified. And maybe this image and this embodiment helps you to bring even more lifts in the chest, even more dignity in your spine, opening your chest and opening your shoulders. Staying here, just like the mountain, strong and relaxed at the same time. Being here, staying yourself, staying still, and completely present. Now, as you are becoming completely aware of the fact that your body is the mountain, and whatever happens around you just passes next to you. The sun comes to the sky and the sun goes. The day comes, changed by the night. The shadows appear, the colors appear, moment by moment. But you are sitting here, undisturbed, still. Whatever change is happening around you, you might be changing together with it, but the core is unchangeable. You're being yourself. You're staying the same, just like the mountain. staying the same moment by moment and day by day. Calm and steady. And breathing through every change, coming back to the breath, being a human breathing mountain. And the seasons might come and go. The summer comes to the mountain. And you notice how the green grass starts to grow, how the birds come back, the sun is shining, and the snow is melting, even on the peak. Everything is cheerful and colorful around you. And after the summer, the fall comes, noticing the changes of the fall, noticing the leaves turning golden, red, and then the leaves disappear, taken by the winds. The rains come. The mountain looks gloomy and gray, and maybe not as attractive as before. Inevitably, the fall changes into winter. What is happening with the mountain in winter? The days are short. The nights are long. Maybe there are snowstorms covering the mountain with a blanket of thick, heavy snow, as if mountain is falling asleep during this winter. And after winter, there is spring. The spring brings the change once again. The snows start to melt. The water streams of the snow runs through the mountain, maybe filling up the lakes, the mountain lakes. The life comes back once again. And then again, the spring changed by the summer, closing the circle of the seasons. And still, your mountain just sits there, fully present and aware of all the little tiny change that happens to it. And you're just like the mountain. And people visit the mountain. When they come in summer or spring, they are happy. They admire the colors, the beauty, the magnificence of the mountain. Maybe when they come in winter and fall, if they visit at all, they have a different opinion. Maybe they don't see that the mountain is beautiful. Or they say how the weather is so bad to visit the mountain. Whatever they say, whatever their thinking is, it doesn't disturb the mountain at all. It's still there. It's still itself. The opinion of the others don't matter to it. It doesn't change its core. holding this image of the mountain in whatever season it is for you. Maybe it's winter or summer. Maybe it's the mountain during the day or during the night. Noticing if you can experience yourself just like the mountain in this meditation. Through this meditation, we can definitely learn to embody the stillness, the presence, the rootedness in the face of any change that comes upon us. Just like the mountain, we constantly experience change. But can we perhaps learn to observe it, go with it, experience and fully feel it, and let it happen without being shaken up, without doubting our core, without doubting our goodness, our kindness, our intelligence. Just like the mountain, you might have the periods of darkness, of sadness, of despair, and also the periods of happiness, of lightness, of joy. Whatever happens to you, let it be. Let it happen. But stay yourself in your beauty and your magnificence. Staying strong and staying steady. Whatever your inner weather might be, or whatever outer weather might be, let it come and still stay yourself, just like the mountain. And for this last moment of the meditation practice, just let your attention rest on your breath. Noticing the natural flow. Noticing the chest moving and your belly moving. Inflating just like a balloon. And deflating on an exhale. Let's take the last deep breath in. And with an exhale, you can even exhale through your mouth. Gently bring your hands in front of your chest. Hold them next to your heart. And thank yourself for this practice this morning. For dedicating yourself to be more calm, more peaceful. And I thank you for being here. Namaste, everyone. And you can gently open your eyes, give yourself a stretch. Maybe make a twist, taking your right hand against the left knee or against the left thigh, gently twisting your spine. And then change, the other hand comes on the opposite knee and you twist. And shake your body if necessary, your arms and your legs. Change the position of your legs. And